Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
I'm a little bit scared right now.
Be scared?
Can we have some happy holiday music at least? If somebody's about to quit.
Yeah, here you go. Listen, we're a family now, and I'm talking about everybody who's in this room. I'm talking about JP and Jen and Janine and Kelly, and myself. We're all a family.
And our listeners are family.
Yes, and that's
Star 94.1 fam.
You all are family. Everybody's family. And at the holidays, family needs a tradition, right? Family needs a tradition to celebrate every Christmas season. So, I thought of a great tradition for us.
Okay.
But I think there's one person on the show who may freeze up and decide to quit rather than participate. I think that's possible. So I'm just going to put it out there because there's no bad ideas.
Okay. Well, there are some bad ideas.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are.
Well, if there are bad ideas, let's discover them live on the radio.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay.
I want you guys all to say...
JP looks white as a ghost right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you know who you think is going to quit? Or is it just you think someone isn't going to be able to handle this? At least one.
All right, I'll tell you. I don't think Kelly Cheese is going to be able to handle this.
Oh, no!
I knew it! This whole time, I'm like, are you going to make me gobble like a turkey again? What's happening?
All right, here's the deal. I posted a thing. I just posted a thing on Facebook a few days ago, and I wrote suggestions on what to talk about on the radio show this week. Posted it over the weekend.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeff and Jen Show listener, Aaron Norton.
What up, Aaron? Aaron with an E or an A?
With an E.
Okay.
She said, you guys should have a Santa Claus sound off where we all compete to see who sounds the most like Santa Claus.
Oh my word.
And I thought that's a great starter, Aaron.
It's tough to do. Saint Nick, he's got a.
So I said, we need to expand this idea.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna give everybody a piece of paper. Don't unfold it yet. Everybody take one.
Jeff is tossing these folded up notes around the table.
So everybody's got a piece of paper.
Do you have one too?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Then Jen brought in one of Lauren's books. Shout out to Lauren. Jen, you're going first, so take that.
Okay. It's one of the little golden books.
Yep, and what book is it?
This is The Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
It's a little golden book.
Here's our holiday tradition. We are going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas to our listeners.
Okay.
Right now.
Great. Okay? That's lovely.
All right. On the piece of paper in front of you.
Okay.
There's a character. Santa Rudolph. An elf, Frosty, or the Grinch. You have to read your part of the story as that character.
Yes!
So the way it'll work is, Jen, you just unfold your piece of paper.
Okay.
And in the character's voice, introduce yourself, and then begin reading.
Hello, I am the Grinch. Twas the night before Christmas.
He's very British.
When all through the house, not a creature was stirring. No, not even a mouse.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Grinch, but listen, because as we're brainstorming this, just want to remind you that Sarah is coming on in 30 minutes.
So okay? I need to hurry up here.
Do I
have to do the whole story or just a couple pages?
Just until you go like a couple pages in and you'll see somebody else's name on a poster.
I got it. Okay.
Then you hand the book to that person. They'll unfold their paper. But the Grinch just seems to be a bit of a slow reader. So
the Grinch is very methodical.
That's great.
About how he's going to take Christmas away from all the little children.
Grinch is going to need to move it along.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that that happy St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
You can't film me. Is that fair?
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
JP,
all right. Unfold your page, and your character is...
My character is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer!
So good!
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer... With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick! More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. I'm going to pass this to J9, Janine.
Ooh. Hold on, before you continue, Janine, quick question. How you holding up, Kelly?
I'm nervous. I don't know what is in my
I'm
paper.
I'm so nervous, too.
Because Kelly, the whole part of this whole thing is Kelly Cheese does not fare well. When she has to do accents, sound effects, or
unless
voices.
It's Australian, you do a good Australian accent.
When I'm not like made, when I'm not being forced to do it, you know, mm-hmm. I can rock it, and yeah. Then I get behind a mic and I have to perform, and I get all nervous and I'm sweating.
Do you need vodka?
Yeah, a little liquid courage.
But do we have a 6-pack of the Sweetwater Festival in there?
We do.
You got time to pop one open. All right, Janine, who's your character?
I got Frosty. What does Frosty sound like? Uproar. Wait. His voice is in a song. I'll be back on Christmas Day. All right, I got this. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers, they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. Then in a twinkle, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. And a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry!
I just got a question for everybody else in the room. Has anyone ever seen Mary Poppins and Frosty the Snowman in the same room at the same time?
Now I have.
I think there's a chance that they're the same person.
Oh, God. I got like one line left.
All right, bring it.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
That was great, Frosty.
Jeff, your turn.
Oh, really?
Are you making me go last?
Kelly's last. That's unfortunate.
My breakfast is just sitting at the top right here.
Who would you rather have, Santa or an elf?
I mean, at this point, it's neither here nor there.
Okay, well, you get the elf because I'm Santa.
Okay, cool.
All
right. Woo. I have an idea. What if the next time we draw an adjective before the character?
So drunk Santa?
Yes, yes, that's so good.
Jen, I got to tell you, I appreciate you taking this to the next level. Appreciate you. That means we get to do it again.
Or like a stony Grinch.
Ho, ho, ho! The stump of a pipe the elf tied in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a ball full of jelly.
It's hitting a little close to home, you guys. Oops.
He was chubby and plump like a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
What accent is developing?
I don't know.
Hang on, are you filming? Are you putting on JP? Are you questioning ever joining the show?
Well, I was at the start of your Santa impression, I'm like, whoa, they might need an opening at the Cumberland Mall or something. And now I'm like,
yeah. Stay away from the kids.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
Oh, and that's the end of my part.
Santa kind of ended up in a nursing home.
Maybe Santa had a little bit of an incident.
Santa, what is the pins over there? All right.
So, Kelly, you're an elf?
Yeah, I'm an elf, and I feel like I should go, like, higher pitched and
yeah,
British.
You know what? I don't want you to have any music.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we're wrapping up the new Jeff and Jen Show holiday tradition.
Okay, so, hey, Jen's phone. Okay, I'm going to try and go in a higher pitch, which
just
is tough.
Do it. Did
okay.
Anybody else talk through it?
No, but everybody else had music. Okay, so, he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose.
Sorry, hold on. Do you want some music?
No, I don't now. No, I'm good. I'm a confident elf.
I got some music for you.
Oh, all right.
Good?
What?
How about this?
Oh, there it is. All right, here we go.
I thought this is playing in the elf shop. Like, yeah. Yeah. Making toys.
Oh, yeah.
Elf shop's got this going on.
Sweat elf shop. All right, here we go.
The elf sweat shop is a great Saturday night. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. I don't even remember what I was doing, so we're just going to go with another elf, okay? And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
You got to, it's higher, go higher pitched.
I don't know that.
You have to.
You hear this voice? He's. I don't know if I can do that, actually. He sprang in his sleigh. No, I can't do that. To his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle.
She really can't do it, and it's amazing.
Don't quit, Kelly. Okay. We love you.
I'm not quitting. This job or the story.
You're so close. Right.
You're so close. But I heard him explain as he drove out of sight.
Everybody!
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Good job, everybody.
I'm having hot flashes.
Cheese is sweating over there.
Hey, real quick favor, if y'all could. If you're still listening, could you call us? Just want to know if there's anybody still a part of this. Or if our holiday tradition just ruined it for everyone. Good job, everybody. Nice work, Kelly Cheese.
Merry Christmas.
Way to make it happen.
If your drive-in helps drown out traffic, imagine what we'll do to your boss. Join us for 10 songs in a row every hour while you work today on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.